getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If times don't get no better, boys, gonna leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town, saying goodbye to everyone, goodbye to everyone.
Hello, my name is Paul Aronson, and you're listening to Tokyo Progressive's Choco Paul News. In the background, you hear, of course, Pete Seeger singing Time's a Gettin' Hard. Today we have, for the very first time, an interview with a man who is working for an NGO here in Japan, the Center for Multicultural Information and Assistance. And we'll be getting to that in just a moment, so please enjoy the rest of the Pete Seeger song.
Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If times don't get no better, boys, gonna leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through town, saying goodbye to everyone, goodbye to everyone.
Well, today I have as a guest the very first guest we have on our show of all time, Igor Kuzar, of the Center for Multicultural Information and Assistance, which is a Japanese NGO. I understand that it's not only in Tokyo, but all around Japan, is that correct?
Yes. It actually started in the earthquake, or after the earthquake in Kobe. Mm-hmm. The spirit at that time probably led some people to form a group and continue helping foreigners in Japan. Mm-hmm. That was then in Osaka where it started. And then the people opened branches in Kobe, Kyoto, and Hiroshima. Mm-hmm. And last year in April, we officially started also here in Tokyo.
And what kinds of activities is your group involved in?
We actually started with quite a few activities, but then we realized that, of course, the more activities you have, the more problems you have with management. And we try to limit it to especially helping families and children in the east side of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. We are in the Taito ward, which is around Asakusa.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of newcomers from Asian countries. A lot of more and more people marry in Japan, have families, and then of course have children, and that causes very particular problems. So mm-hmm. we try to address these problems and help directly, teaching children Japanese, or we try to open places where these families can meet mm-hmm. and discuss their problems.
I see. So basically it's a service for people who otherwise would have difficulty knowing how to find schools and how to find, other kinds of social services too? Or
yes, we are now in the process of gathering more information about other services that are provided in eastern Tokyo. It's quite difficult to gather all this information because there isn't really one source. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very spread. There are a lot of people who try to help, mm-hmm. but there isn't really anybody. Also, the government doesn't really help there. There isn't anybody who would centralize everything. Mm.
So basically, if it's not for the efforts of the people who volunteer, you don't get much help from official, from government itself necessarily, or
exactly,
or boards
yeah.
of education
yeah.
or things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do people find your group? Is it by word of mouth, or is there some kind of means that people get to hear about it? Or
We are still trying to find the best way to advertise. We did a lot of leaflets and pamphlets and put them in ethnic restaurants and so on. But it hasn't really had any effect, probably because the foreigners just seeing a pamphlet don't really know who stands behind it. So by way of mouth, that's actually the way it works best. And that, of course, takes quite some time. So we still only have about 10 children now coming to us, but we hope that once they are satisfied with our services and feel comfortable, that they will tell their friends and them.
Do you say that they actually learn Japanese at your center? Was that?
Yes.
Your particular center is located here in Taitoku near Asakusa.
Yeah, in the Kanto area, we are in a place close to Asakusa.
Where else are you located, in case people are interested?
In Kansai, we are in Osaka, Kobe, Kyoto, and Hiroshima.
I see. And how about the makeup of the people who come? Do you have a preponderance of people from one country or another, or is it pretty much any number of countries? Or?
We are open to everybody. So really, as the title says, Tabunka Kyose. Of course, it depends a little on the branch. In Kyoto, the Chinese community is quite big, so they have a lot of Chinese people coming in. In the place where we are, there are a lot of Asian people. There are some older, there's an older community of Koreans, and then there are especially Chinese and Filipinos. So right now we have quite a few number of Chinese who volunteer, so we are quite strong in providing good service to the Chinese community.
So I guess you said one of the main things is for children who need the Japanese, or I guess adults also would need the Japanese as well very often.
Yes, yes. In the future we probably will also open a class for adults, but we feel that now that more and more children are coming, or are foreign children are coming or are born in Japan, that the government is very slow to address them, to provide Japanese classes, and especially to provide information regarding school system. So there we feel that the NGO is very much needed.
Do you have a number of Japanese people on the staff? Is it mostly Japanese who are offering the services? Or
mainly young women, young business women or university students. But of course, in the future, we would like to have more foreigners who could serve as a link between the foreign community and the NGO. Well, if any foreigners in Japan hear it now, we really would like to invite more foreigners doing volunteer work. And especially it's important to hear from their point of view, what is needed, what kind of service. If they're only Japanese, then it's a little one-way service, and that is might not be sufficient in all way.
I was curious, how did you yourself get involved in this activity?
I'm Swiss, and I have been studying Japanese history back in Switzerland, and especially the Japanese foreign relationships. And I came to Japan 9 years ago and actually always dreamed about working in this field, Japanese foreign exchange and the problems that causes. 1.5 years ago I thought, well, now I've been here for so long, and if I don't start, then it will never happen. So I looked around, and it was a new NGO which welcomed everybody.
If people do want to help, are there ways that they can help your group? Or,
of course, we invite everybody to be so-called kain, fixed member of the group. We don't force the volunteers to pay a fee, a yearly fee, if they don't want to. We, of course, especially invite volunteers to give their time teaching Japanese to children. We are also providing translation and interpreting service. And what is especially needed is management and office work, advertisement work, which is not, unfortunately, not very popular. So we have big difficulties recruiting people for such work. But of course, if you are active, you always need people who are coordinating everything, who are advertising, and if people have know-how in these areas, it would help a lot. Also with homepage updating and.
How can they get in touch with you? Is it
The best thing, of course, would be to send us an email or call us.
Okay. Did you want to give that information?
Okay.
Sure.
So our telephone and fax number in Tokyo is 03-5825-1290. 03-5825-1290. And we are open on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Saturdays from 12 to 8.
I see.
And as I said, the easiest way would be maybe to send us an email with name and interest, and we could then provide more information. The email address is cmia-tk @tctv.ne.jp.
And I suppose for the people who are not in Tokyo, but they're in other parts of Japan, you said, for example, you're in Kobe or Hiroshima or several other places, would the best way be for people to still send you an email and say they're interested in...
That would be, one of the best ways.
I imagine that there are a number of groups that are working for at similar purposes, and they say, for example, that... they often have a hard time dealing with city governments and things like that. Is there any way that similarly minded NGOs can work together, or do you have any kind of like informal connections with any of the other groups that are doing things?
We have especially good contacts with groups who do similar work in other wards. In Otaku or Meguroku, there are quite big such NGOs. Then there are a lot of NGOs which come from religious backgrounds, Catholic or Protestant background, which are very active, doing very good work. But a lot of the world governments are a little hesitant to be too much involved. And there it would need a push from not just one NGO, but more NGOs, let's say all of the NGOs in Tokyo. There has been some meetings between the Tokyo government and some NGOs, but unfortunately they haven't gone very far.
I think it was about a year or two ago that the Foreign Liaison Council disbanded or decided to break up, and so unfortunately there's less of a voice now than there perhaps used to be. But hopefully people hearing this and reading online will put something on the website too. We'll be able to, who have time or who have needs, will get in touch with you. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
well, let me give you a little bit of information here. The email address again is cmia-tk@tctv.ne.jp. Telephone number in Tokyo 03-5825-1290. Now, there is a web page in Tokyo which is still undergoing a little bit of construction. I've just taken a look, and that's at http://www.jca.ax.apc.org/cmia/tokyo/index.htm. And if you go to that website, which looks like it's in Japanese at the moment, I don't see any English, you'll get some information on what the group in Tokyo is doing. With almost the same address, the first part is the same, http://www.jca.ax.apc.org/cmia/english/english.html. You'll be able to see the national group here in Japan and an explanation of what they're doing. And they do list the telephone numbers in the other areas. Let me give them to you here. Osaka office, I assume this is still current, 06-6973-7506. Hyogo office, 078-453-7440. Wait a second, we don't read dashes in telephone numbers. This is kind of internet style. Kyoto office, 075-604-5625. And the Hiroshima office is 082-545-4700. In case those numbers are not current for some reason, again, the Tokyo number, 03-5825-1290. The Center for Multicultural Information and Assistance. Let's listen to a little bit more Pete Seeger.
I come and stand at every door, but none can hear my silent tread. I knock and yet remain unseen, for I am dead, for I am dead. I'm only 7, though I died in Hiroshima long ago. I'm 7 now as I was then. When children die, they do not grow. My hair was scorched by swirling flame. My eyes grew dim, my eyes grew blind. Death came and turned my bones to dust, and that was scattered by the wind. I need no fruit, I need no rice, I need no sweets or even bread. I ask for nothing for myself, for I am dead, for I am dead. All that I ask is that for peace you fight today, you fight today, so that the children of the world may live and grow and laugh and play.
That, of course, was Pete Seeger singing I Come and Stand at Every Door, according to the liner notes from the album. The poem was written by Nazım Hikmet, the great Turkish national poet, who wrote the song in memory of Hiroshima, destroyed by the first atomic bomb on August 6th, 1945. If it wasn't America's doing, I suppose that George Bush would be going after the terrorists who dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, except that the bomb was us. But anyway, one of the earlier acts of American terrorism. And according to the Supreme Allied Headquarters, 129,558 persons were killed, injured, or missing, and 176,000 plus were made homeless by the blast. Of course, that doesn't include the people who died a slow death afterward and whose health has been affected up until the present, even into subsequent generations. Four square miles, or about 60% of the city, was destroyed. And this is, again, a song that Pete Seeger sang, put to the tune of a Scottish song, I believe, called The Great Silky. Anyway, you are listening to Tokyo Progressive's Chocopol News. I am Paul Aronson. The website is http://tokyoprogressive.org. In addition to links on a variety of topics related to social change, we have almost constantly updated news, and that's going to be coming even more, what can I say, more real-time in the next few weeks. But we have links to various groups working here in Japan and around the world on social issues such as the anti-war movement, anti-globalization movement, or at least globalization as it's defined by the corporate elite and the mainstream media. So I do hope you'll take a look. We have an ongoing mailing list called Chocopole News, which is going well. I think this year we're into our 120th issue. And we have groups now forming, discussion groups that are now forming. So I hope you'll give that a try. Next week, let me tell you a little bit about what we're going to have next week or next time. We're going to have an introduction to a website by a Japan-based teacher, an activist named Chris Hunt. Chris Hunt. I'm not sure if he would agree with the word activist, but we'll talk a little bit about what Chris Hunt is doing, and we'll also listen to some of the music that he produces and a somewhat different business model than perhaps a lot of us are used to. Okay. Well, before we go out today, I'd like to just mention that in June 2001, representatives of the General Union of Kansai and Tokai, National Union of General Workers, Tokyo South, and Fukuoka General Union met in Nagoya to discuss ways of better integrating the work that all these labor unions are doing. These are unions that are organizing both Japanese nationals and foreign nationals in Japan. And since all of the unions work with the many language industry workers, in addition to other kinds of work, just about all the unions belong to the National Union of General Workers, it made sense to work toward a higher level of cooperation. And so they now have a new national voice, which is the name of their newsletter, both in English and Japanese. So if you are a foreign national or if you are a Japanese national and you're working in Japan and you are unorganized, you can get organized. And let me give you a couple of telephone numbers in Tokyo. National Union of General Workers South at 3434-0669. In Sendai, there's the Language Teachers Union of Sendai at 022-261-4392. Kansai General Union at 6352-9619. Fukuoka General Union at 092-573-3094. Tokai General Union at 052-735-9704. And at Kumamoto General Union, we have no telephone number, but we do have an email address at kumamoto@generalunion.org. This is the National Union Voice newsletter in English and Japanese. And I'm sure if you call them, you can find out about their campaigns, maybe even join the union, and of course, read their newsletter. Okay, this is Paul Aronson for Tokyo Progressive's Chocopole News. We'll leave you now with some old Pete Seeger singing Big Muddy, and the big fool said to push on. And we're not only talking about World War II, are we, George Bush? Bye-bye.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be nervous, Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, all at once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on." And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where we'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fools had to fish on. I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in big muddy, the big fool says to push on.